What's up, my friend? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. I'm your head coach and founder of the league, David Kesey, and today's topic is a high five goes a long way. So there's this little smiley face painted on the sidewalk near my house. Just on the sidewalk. And it's on the way home from my long run. So I have this really long run that I do probably about 4 or 5 times a week. Sometimes I use it as a warm-up. Sometimes it's the actual workout. It just depends what's happening inside the program. But there's these massive hills along the way. There's deep valleys. There's rough terrain. I mean, it's a tough run. I mean, I've done videos on it before where I've showed the hills that I go up and everything. It's a tough run. Much kind of like life. But 5 times a week, 4 or 5 times a week, I take on the challenge. I make this run. Now, I started this game with Mr. Smiley Face. Let's call him Bob. I started this game with Bob when I was going through a time of like deep heartbreak. There were some things that happened. I lost people in my life. Business was really tough at the time. I felt it was a time where I really felt like the world had turned its back on me. I felt alone. I felt lost. And inside of that place, I would go and I would run. Later, I would discover that really that was a physical manifestation of me trying to run away from my problems rather than facing them. But nonetheless, that's another podcast. What I want you to know is this. Inside that place when it was really hard for me, and like I felt like life couldn't get any harder, I'm going through the run and I get to the top of this hill where Bob is. And I didn't know Bob was there at the time. And I felt like I literally had the thought to myself, like, what am I going to do? You ever been there? You ever had the thought like, you feel helpless. You don't know what to do. I was there and I was exhausted. My lungs are pumping with oxygen. My legs are burning. And I look down and I see Bob smiling right back at me. Just kind of saying, you know what? It's going to be all right. You're going to be okay. And I reached down, gave him a high five, and it made me feel better. And there was this that continued. It's funny how like the little things pull you through the tough times. And what I want you to get is like Bob kind of smacked me in the face, metaphorically, right? He just hit me in the face and I was like, oh, things are going to be okay. It was like a sign, if you will. But you can create these little games for yourself throughout life. And it's funny how the little things will pull you through the tough times. So today, I'm wondering, like, whatever happens, what could you create? Could you create a little game for yourself? Because here's what I know. To this day, whatever happens in my life, I don't stop running on my run until I high-five Bob. So I'll be in the middle of the run, and I can literally, in my head, this game I've created with an imaginary smiley face on the side of the sidewalk, I can hear Bob going, no, 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 you can't quit. You got to keep coming. You got to keep coming. You got to keep going. He's like my coach, almost, on my run. And no matter what happens, I don't stop running through those hills. I don't stop running until I high-five Bob. And it's created a habit for myself that keeps my weight good. It keeps my mindset good because I've been working out inside my foundational floor and all that. So here's my question for you, my friend. What game can you create for yourself today to get you through? Maybe it's doing your lead generation. Maybe it's doing your funnels. Maybe it's you making conversations. Maybe it's you calling your Hall of Fame 100. I don't know what it is for you. But what kind of game can you create for yourself that will pull you through the tough times and develop a new habit for yourself? I mean, that was a time in my life where I could have broken down and just really become a mess. But that little situation right there helped me to stay fit. And it's one of those habits that I call a keystone habit. You know, it's a habit that you take on that affects all the rest. And that morning run sets me up for my workout. It sets me up for all the things that I have to do inside my business. It sets me up for feeling good and feeling energetic and all that kind of stuff. All because I created one little game with Bob. Thank God for Bob. So what kind of game can you create inside your life? Maybe it's inside your relationship to keep that spark going inside the relationship. My friend, love is not, true love isn't found, it's built. First it's found, but then you have to build it. You have to reignite it all the time. So maybe there's a little game you can create inside your relationship. Maybe there's a little game you can create inside your business to keep you motivated, to keep you inspired. Maybe it's a little game that you can create, like for me, when on my runs or my workouts. Whatever it is, what kind of game can you create for yourself today to develop the habit that you know you need to develop inside your business and life? That's what I've got for you today, my friend. Go out there every single day of your life and go find a way to win. You've got this. You can become unbeatable. You just got to keep going and always be persistent. Go find a way, my friend. Talk to you soon.